Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey? Novacom has announced layoffs of 65% of its employees.
Kobe's old man's been lying through his teeth to the press.
He has not.
What happened?
I got in a fight with Rodney Rathbone.
What?
Mitch, your dream job.
I seriously doubt my dream job is in the Odyssey Times, Connie. Okay, Whit, five-letter word, begins with E, musical set in Argentina.
Oh, Evita.
That's it. Thanks.
Right there, the perfect job for you. I circled it.
You want me to be a flight attendant?
Mitch, you'd be great. You're friendly, you like to travel.
I'm not a big fan of honey-roasted peanuts or water landings.
Well, it's a lot safer than working for the FBI.
Say, did either of you see this article about Novacom?
No.
What does it say?
Well, due to dramatically falling ratings and an ongoing trial involving many of its employees, Novacom has announced layoffs of 65% of its employees.
Guess there's going to be a lot of houses for sale around here.
Yeah.
A five-letter word ends with D, legitimate.
Valid.
Why only 65%? Why doesn't the whole company just pack up and leave? Nobody wants them around anymore.
Oh, Connie.
What do you mean, oh, Connie? You feel the same way as I do about Novacom.
Look, the leadership of the company was corrupt and subversive, but that doesn't mean I want innocent employees to suffer along with them. Now, from what the police are finding, it looks like most of them didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, right. Nobody's that blind.
Five-letter word, Crusoe author.
Defoe.
Hey, you're pretty good at this, Whit.
Thanks. I used to write the crosswords for our high school newspaper.
Really?
Mitch, computer programming. You're great at computers.
Programming doesn't do much for me. I'd rather work with people.
It's good money.
Connie. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but there's no way you're going to find something in there that's more exciting than working for the FBI.
So that's it then? You're accepting their job offer? You're moving to Virginia?
I haven't made my decision. There's more to life than work.
Exactly. There's me. But you have to work somewhere during the off times when you're not catering to my every need.
Okay. I'll check out some of these jobs.
You will? Great. Because Dreams by Constance isn't doing enough business lately to hire an employee.
So do you think you'll have to move, Colby?
Unless my dad can find something else in town.
That stinks.
Tell me about it. We just got here and now we may have to leave.
Hey, Jefferson!
Oh, brother. It's Rodney.
Don't worry about it. What do you want, Rodney?
Calm down. I'm here to help you. You should check your back pocket.
Why?
Make sure your wallet's still there, because you're walking with a crooks kid. He may have picked up some bad habits.
We can't all have fine, upstanding fathers like you, Rodney.
Hey, at least my pop is honest about what he's done. Colby's old man's been lying through his teeth to the press.
He has not. He's telling the truth. He didn't know anything about what was going on with Novacom.
Oh, yeah. And Kennedy didn't know anything about the plot to kill John Wilkes Booth Jr. either.
There was absolutely nothing historically accurate about that sentence.
Why don't you just mind your own business, Rodney?
Nobody's gonna believe you anyway.
Oh, yeah? I've got proof.
What?
I could blow the whistle on your old man anytime I want to.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're just a...
You sure you want to finish that sentence?
Don't bother, Colby. It's not worth it.
I'm finishing the sentence.
I'd love to hear the end.
Let it go.
I'll tell you what you are, Rodney. You're nothing but a...
shouldn't have finished the sentence.
I know that, Alex.
A sentence fragment would have been in order, I think. How's your stomach?
Wrapped around my spine. I gotta lay down.
Colby, what happened?
I got in a fight with Rodney Rathbone.
What?
Well, if you define a fight as one punch and one desperate gasp for air.
Why did he hit you?
It was nothing, Dad.
Colby, tell me the truth. What happened?
He's a bully. Bullies hit people.
But what was the fight about?
I called him a name.
Why?
Because he was saying stuff about you.
Me? What about me?
He said you're a crook because you worked for Novacom.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, son. I had no idea you'd have to deal with this, too.
Are people beating you up, too?
Not with their fists, but in other ways. Let's just hope that this all passes quickly.
Yeah, Colby, they'll get over it.
And promise me you won't do that again. You don't have to defend me. We can take a few insults.
It's not fair, though. We didn't do anything.
That doesn't make any difference to some people. The important thing is that the ones that are closest to us still believe in us.
Yeah, like me.
Exactly. As long as we have friends like Alex, we'll be fine.
When all this came out, I was shocked. I came to work for Novacom because I believed in its quality programming. I had no idea what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, right.
I was so shocked. When my boss talked about mind control, I thought he said mime control, and he just wanted to limit the number of street performers.
Give me a break.
So, you really think she knew?
How could she not know, Colby? These people were trying to take over the world. Do you think they could have done that without a lot of people involved?
But they couldn't have all known, right? Because if too many people knew, word would get out.
Look, I'm not saying they all knew the whole plan, but don't you think if you worked at Novacom every day that you'd overhear something?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Look, I just think a lot of Novacom employees look the other way, that's all.
I gotta go.
What? Colby, you didn't finish your shake. Colby?
Oh, what happened to Colby? He looked upset.
I don't know. We were talking about Novacom, and then he just ran out.
Talking about Novacom? Well, what did you say?
I just told him I didn't believe all these Novacom employees who were saying they didn't know anything about what was going on.
Oh, Connie.
Another oh, Connie. What did I do now?
His father worked at Novacom.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Well, maybe you should take it easy with your ongoing commentary about Novacom, Connie. Those employees were regular people just like you and me.
I'll call him.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, Mr. Mitchell, your resume is very impressive. In fact, you have more experience with computers than I have, and I started the company.
Thanks, Mr. Graham. I've worked with them all my life.
Well, your resume definitely looks good, but there's some time missing. You have continuous employment up until a couple of months ago. What have you been doing in the interim?
Well, I've been working, but I didn't put it on my resume because I really didn't think it counted.
Counted?
As work experience. You see, officially, I was in the public relations department at Novacom, but I really wasn't...
You worked at Novacom?
Oh, sort of. You see, I was only there because I knew what they were up to, and I was trying to stop them.
Did you help create that Novabox?
No, I worked in another area. I was working to stop
them. But you knew what they were doing.
Yes, to some extent, but I had...
You know, I think we've got enough to go on here. I appreciate you coming by.
You appreciate my coming by.
Yes, and... we'll be in touch.
Yeah. I'll be waiting for your call, Mr. Graham.
You need to let this go, Colby.
I can't let it go.
Your dad's not a criminal.
Then it won't hurt to check it out. But if I don't know for sure, it'll drive me crazy.
Do you really think Rodney Rathbone has any idea what he's talking about?
He said he had proof. I'm interested in what he's got. I'll be able to tell if he's yanking my chain. Rodney!
Oh, hey, Jefferson. Hey, Crooks kid. I'm still working out a name for you.
You really don't have to.
Oh, no, I take my job as a bully very seriously. A lot of people don't realize how much paperwork's involved. So are you here as a customer or a punching bag?
Neither. You said you had proof that my father knew what was going on at Novacom? I want to see it.
Ah, smart boy. You're finally coming around.
I'm not coming around. I just want to see what you have.
What you think you have.
Quiet, Jefferson. Come on over to the counter. A most unusual purchase order came through here from Novacom.
Unusual?
They wanted 50 transistors. And, here's the order. Approved by a Mr. Steven Cabrera. Isn't that your dad's signature on the bottom?
Big deal. It was a television company. They probably needed electrical parts all the time.
They didn't make televisions. They made Nova boxes. And the Nova box was made to control people's minds.
I gotta go.
Wait, Colby, this is not proof. What are you gonna do?
No one was interested? How could you tell?
I've had enough job interviews. The final handshake shows me everything I need to know. No one wanted me.
Well, how many interviews did you have?
7.
Well, surely with your resume...
My resume didn't matter.
What do you mean? Did you mess up on purpose?
No.
I mean, I know you don't really want a job in Odyssey.
I did as well as I could.
You went in wearing that orange shirt, didn't you?
I had a suit and tie.
Not the tie with the elves and Christmas lights, I hope.
No, it had nothing to do with that. As soon as they found out I worked for Novacom, that was it. They didn't want to have anything else to do with me.
But that doesn't make any sense. You helped stop Novacom. You risked your life and testified against them.
I think that's part of the problem, too. A lot of them didn't want to hire a snitch.
What?
I blew the whistle on Novacom. Companies don't like turncoats.
I hadn't thought of that.
But that's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. Why would somebody punish you for something you had nothing to do with? It's not like every Novacom employee wanted to take over the world.
Oh, they didn't?
No, of course not.
Well, then which ones did?
How am I supposed to know?
Ah, but you said the other day that you wanted all of them out of town. Now, by your logic, that would mean that innocent people should leave too, including Mitch.
That's right.
Well, that's different.
Well, different how? Just because you know Mitch and you don't know the other Novacom employees? Do you know Colby's dad?
No.
Well, you lumped him into the same group. I've met him. Maybe you should go meet him, too.
I know what you're saying.
And I think you need to communicate that to Colby.
Yeah, maybe I should. Well, I tried to call. The line's been busy.
Oh, just stop by. I hate to think of what that poor boy is feeling, especially when people he trusts seem to turn on his father.
You're right, Whit. I'll go straight over.
What are you gonna do?
I'm not sure. I mean, how am I supposed to know if my dad's telling me the whole truth? Or what if Rodney's right?
Oh, come on. He's your dad. You can't take Rodney's word over his.
But I still have to check it out somehow, just to be sure.
Who are all those people?
Uh-oh. What? I recognize some of them. They used to work with my dad at Novacom. But what are they doing here?
Colby. Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi, Mr. Cabrera.
What are all these people doing in our kitchen, Dad?
I'm about to have a meeting in my office, but we're gonna get some coffee first. Keep the noise down, all right?
Oh, okay. We'll be in my room.
All right.
Let's go upstairs, Alex. Why is he meeting with people from Novacom?
Beats me. Maybe it's a little reunion.
I don't like it. What if they're up to something?
What are you talking about?
I want to know what's going on. What if they're trying to get my dad into some other big scheme? I have to hear what they're saying.
What are you going to do? Sneak in and hide behind a plant? Hang outside of the window?
I know. I'll hide my walkie-talkie in his office before the meeting starts. I can tape the button down and hear everything.
You're spying on your own dad? It's the best way to learn the truth. If he hasn't done anything, then I won't have to ask him. And if he has...
Then what?
I don't know, but we have to hurry up. What was that?
Shh! I heard the word Novacom.
What kind of walkie-talkies are these? I can't hear anything but static.
I could hear a lot more if you'd be quiet.
Colby, would you get the door, please?
Sure, Dad. You keep listening. Take detailed notes.
Yeah, sure.
Connie, what are you doing here?
Is this a bad time?
For what?
I saw a lot of cars out front.
My dad's having a meeting.
Oh, well, it's you I wanted to talk to anyway.
Me?
I wanted to say I'm sorry for what I said about Novacom employees. I didn't know your dad worked there, and what I said wasn't true. I was just, you know, shooting my mouth off as usual.
Oh, well, that's all right.
No, it's not. I should have been more sensitive. Whit says your dad is a great guy, and you probably know from experience that he's a great father. So please, just ignore me.
All right.
Good. Then, I guess I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, did they say anything important?
I turned off the walkie-talkie.
What? Give me that!
You're being a real loser about this, Colby. Has your dad ever lied to you before?
No.
Has he ever let you down?
Well, no.
Then why are you acting like this? Your dad is really cool.
Yeah. Connie just said the same thing.
Connie?
That was her at the door. And maybe you're both right. What was that?
The other walkie-talkie made a noise.
Some kind of feedback. It came from under here. It's a walkie-talkie. But what's it doing here?
Oh, no!
He found it.
Would you all excuse me, please?
Colby? Come here right now, please.
Uh-oh.
I'll wait here.
Why were you listening to my meeting?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done it.
But why did you do it? Why were you spying on me?
Because everybody's been talking about Novacom and how only crooks worked there. And then Rodney Rathbone showed me this receipt with your name on it. And I thought, I don't think that anymore, though. I know you're not a crook. Dad, what's wrong?
Colby, if you wanted to know the truth, all you had to do was ask.
I know that now.
Okay. Here's the truth, son. When I took the position with Novacom, it was a dream job. It was a brand new developing company. It was good money. I liked the people I worked with. It was such a good job that when strange invoices began coming through my office, I didn't question them, and I looked the other way.
You mean you knew what they're trying to do with the Nova Box?
No, I didn't know all that, but I knew things weren't right with it. I knew Novacom had cheated on the required testing and fudged the results when they reported to the government. I saw it firsthand, but I made excuses. And didn't do anything about it because I loved my job too much. I am ashamed of that now. And I'm sorry.
So, what are all these people doing here?
I invited them over because I've decided to go public with all that I know, and I'm trying to convince them to do the same. There are a lot of people who are mad at me right now. Some might lose their jobs because of this, but I'm asking them to trust me. Like I'm asking you to trust me.
I do, Dad. I really do.
Good. Now I better go back to that meeting and explain what's happened. And I'd like you to pray for me, Colby. Pray that we'll all do the right thing.
I will.
Thanks. Oh, and don't think this lets you off the hook for spying. We'll deal with that later.
Okay.
Back to the lines, then.
Dad?
Hmm?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Colby.
Yeah, all right, Stephen. Good, thanks. Yeah, I'll see you in a couple of hours then. Bye-bye.
Was that Colby's dad?
Yes, it was.
What were you talking about?
Oh, I'm holding some interviews this afternoon at the shop in Connellsville. I've got a lot of jobs to fill over there, and I figure I would offer one to him, at least until he finds something else. I could certainly use a bookkeeper. I thought he might work out.
You know, I've got a friend from high school that might be interested in a job.
Oh, maybe later, but I'm giving first choice to former Novacom employees.
That's really nice of you, Whit.
Well, I just thought they might like a chance to work for a quality organization.
Well, I'm sure they'd jump at the chance.
Hey, Connie. Hi, Whit.
Hi,
hey,
Mitch.
Hey, Mitch. I think I might have found a job for you.
Thanks, but I'm not looking anymore.
Why? You going to the FBI?
I got a job here.
Cool!
Really? Where?
Strangely enough, it's in my apartment.
What?
I decided to start my own business. I'm doing computer consulting online. You know, helping people with their computer problems.
Well, that sounds great, Mitch. So, you're going to stay?
Well, I have to see how this works out.
I don't know, Mitch. I mean, after your experience working with Novacom, aren't you just a little worried about corruption in the workplace?
Oh, no, I've done a thorough background check on myself, and I'm clean.
You're not worried about you snitching on yourself? Word has it, you are quite a whistleblower.
Oh, I welcome whistleblowing. If I start doing anything illegal behind my back, I'll be the first person to tell myself, I promise.
If you'll excuse me, this witty banter is more than I can keep up with. I'll be out in the kitchen.
So, the interview went well?
Oh, I dazzled myself. I'm really a sharp guy, and I should be a great addition to my company.
Well, you probably wouldn't even have a company without you.
Exactly.
If you've ever read the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament, then you'll know that God called the prophet Jeremiah to preach to the people of Israel. You know, it was a tough job because Jeremiah had to explain all the things they were doing that displeased God. At first, Jeremiah didn't want to do it. He knew the trouble it would cause him. In today's episode, we heard that Colby's dad was scared he would lose his job if he stood for what was right. You see, God wants us to be brave and do what is right, even if it's unpopular or risky. As God said in Jeremiah 1, verse 17, "Do not be afraid, for I have made you a fortified city and an iron pillar. They will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you, for I am with you." God will never make us fight battles by ourselves. He will always be there to help stand up for what's right. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Benefit of the Doubt was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Katie Lee, Paul Herlinger, Steve Burns, Aaron Fors, Travis Tedford, Andrew Mergato, and Bob Hoos. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.